हरे कृष्ण।
नरेशन फॉर कामिका एकादशी। द सेंटली किंग युधिष्ठिर महाराज सेड, ओ सुप्रीम लॉर्ड, आई हैव हर्ड फ्रॉम यू द ग्लोरीज ऑफ फास्टिंग ऑन देव शयनी एकादशी, विच अकर्स ड्यूरिंग द लाइट फोर्टनाइट ऑफ द मंथ ऑफ अषाढ़। नाउ आई वुड लाइक टू हियर फ्रॉम यू द ग्लोरीज ऑफ द नेक्स्ट एकादशी, द एकादशी that occurs during the dark fortnight, that is, during the Krishna Paksh of the month of Shravan, that is, during July and August. O Govinda, O Lord, please be merciful to me and explain its glories. O Supreme Vasudeva, I offer my most humble obeisances unto you. The Supreme Lord Shri Krishna replied, O King, please listen attentively as I describe the auspicious influence of this holy fast day which removes all sins. Narad Muni once asked Lord Brahma about the same topic. O regent of all beings, said Naradji, O you who sit upon a waterborne lotus throne, please tell me the name of the Ekadashi that occurs during the dark fortnight of the sacred month of Shravana. Please also tell me which deity is to be worshipped on that holy day, the process one must follow to observe it, and the merit it awards. Lord Brahma replied, My dear son Narad, for the benefit of all humanity, I shall happily tell you everything you wish to know. For just hearing the glories of the Kamika Ekadashi bestows merit equal to that obtained by one who performs a horse sacrifice. Certainly, great merit is attained by one who worships and who also meditates on the lotus feet of the four-armed Lord Gadadhara, who holds conch shell, disc, club and lotus in his hands, and who is also known as Sridhara, Hari, Vishnu, Madhava, and Madhusudana. And the blessings achieved by such a person, devotee who worships Lord Vishnu, exclusively are far greater than those achieved by one who takes a sacred bath in the Ganges at Kashi, Varanasi, in the forest of Naimisharanya, or at Pushkara, which is the only place on the planet where I am formally worshipped. But one who observes this Kamika Ekadashi and also worships Lord Shri Krishna achieves greater merit than one who has darshan of Lord Kedarnath in the Himalaya, or one who bathes at Kurukshetra during a solar eclipse, or one who donates the whole earth in charity, including its forests and oceans, or one who bathes in the Gandaki River, where the sacred Shaligrams are found, or the Godavari River on a full moon, that is Purnima day, that falls on a Monday when Simha and Guru are conjoined, that is Leo and Jupiter. Observing Kamika Ekadashi bestows the same merit as donating a milk cow and her auspicious calf along with their feed. On this auspicious day, whoever worships Lord Shri Sridhara Deva Vishnu is glorified by all the Devas, Gandharvas, Panagas and Nagas. Those who are afraid of their past sins and completely immersed in sinful materialistic life should at least observe this best of Ekadashis according to their ability and thus attain liberation. This Ekadashi is the purest of all days and the most powerful for removing sins of their native. O Naradji, Lord Shri Hari himself once said about this Ekadashi, One who fasts on Kamika Ekadashi attains much more merit than one who studies all the scriptural literatures. Repeat one. One who fasts on Kamika Ekadashi attains much more merit than one who studies all the spiritual literatures. Anyone who fasts on this particular day remains awake throughout the night will never experience the anger of Yamraj, the king of death personified. It has been seen that whoever observes Kamika Ekadashi will not have to suffer the future births. And in the past too, many yogis of devotion who fasted on this day went to the spiritual world. One should therefore follow in their auspicious footsteps and strictly observe a fast on this most auspicious of Ekadashis. Whoever worships Lord Sri Hari with tulsi leaves is freed from all implication of sin. Indeed, he lives untouched by sin as the lotus leaf, although in the water, is untouched by it. Whoever offers Lord Sri Hari but a single leaf from the sacred tulsi tree attains as much merit as the one who gives away in charity 200 grams of gold and 800 grams of silver. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is more pleased by one who offers him a single tulsi leaf than by the one who worships him with pearls, rubies, topaz, diamonds, lapis lazuli, sapphires, gomeda stones, cat's eye gems and coral. One who offers Lord Keshav newly grown manjari buds from the tulsi plant gets rid of all the sins he has committed during this and any other lifetime. Indeed, mere darshan of tulsi on Kamika Ekadashi removes all sins, and merely touching her and praying to her removes all kinds of diseases. One who waters Tulsi Devi need never fear the Lord of Death, Yamraj. One who plants or transplants Tulsi on this day will eventually reside with Lord Sri Krishna in his own abode. To Srimati Tulsi Devi, who awards liberation in devotional service, one should therefore daily offer one's full obeisances. Even Chitragupta, Yamraj's secretary, cannot calculate the merit obtained by one who offers Srimati Tulsi Devi a perpetually burning ghee lamp. So dear is the sacred Ekadashi to the Supreme Personality of Godhead that all the forefathers of one who offers a bride ghee lamp to Lord Sri Krishna on this day ascend to the heavenly planets and drink the celestial nectar there. Whoever offers a ghee or a sesame oil lamp to Sri Krishna on this day is freed from all his sins and enters the abode of Surya, the sun god, with a body as bright as 10 million lamps. This Ekadashi is so powerful that if one who is unable to fast simply follows the practice as mentioned herein, he or she is elevated to the heavenly planets along with all their forefathers. O Maharaj Yudhishthir, Lord Sri Krishna concluded, these were the words of Prajapati Brahma to his son Narad Muni concerning the incalculable glories of this Kamika Ekadashi, which removes all sins. This sacred day nullifies even the sin of killing a Brahmana or a sin. This sacred day nullifies even the sin of killing a Brahmana or the sin of killing an unborn child in the womb, and it promotes one to the spiritual world by making one supremely meritorious. one who kills the innocent, that is, a Brahmin, a child in the womb, a pious and a spotless woman, etc., and then later hears about the glories of Kamika Ekadashi, will be relieved of the reactions to one's sins. However, one should not think beforehand that one can kill a Brahmin or other innocent folk and then go unpunished simply by hearing of this Ekadashi. Such knowing commission of sin is an abomination. Whoever hears these glories of Kamika Ekadashi with faith becomes free of all sins and returns home back to Godhead, Vishnuloka, Vaikuntha. Thus ends the narration of the glories of the Shravan Krishna Ekadashi or Kamika Ekadashi from the Brahma Vaivarta Purana. Hare Krishna.